This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. 5% of U.S. counties produce half the crops consumers eat. A new interactive map from CU Boulder shows where that critical food comes from. Here's CPR's John Daly.
As Coloradans sit down to eat this holiday season, they may ask, where does this food come from? Researchers at CU Boulder and Food Climate Initiative The Plotline developed a website called Food Twin. Professor Zia Marabi says you can see how much of 25 key food crops your region produces and consumes.
It can give people a bit of a flavor about, you know, where are the closest counties producing the food that they, you know, eat every day.
The site also shows how drought and heat waves may hit food supply. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo celebrated the opening of a new warming shelter Monday. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce tells us it began offering services last week.
This new lighthouse campus for the Pueblo Rescue Mission was purchased using federal community development block grant funds. It will serve as a shelter in the case of emergency weather declarations from the mayor's office. The chilly weekend forecast led to one of those declarations through Wednesday. Other recovery, case management, and mental health support programs will also occupy the site. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Spacecraft built in Colorado has reached the 10th year of its mission to Mars. Mars Maven was built by Lockheed Martin in Littleton. CU planetary scientist Dave Brain said the findings are important.
What Maven has shown us is that a lot of atmosphere has been lost to space over time. So much atmosphere that it's no longer possible for liquid water to be stable on the surface. And that means Mars today doesn't have the right conditions for life to survive at the surface.
This is CPR News in KRCC.